Elongated skulls are synonymous with Paracas, Peru, and while hundreds of them were found in Peru, thousands were recorded in Washington State by explorers like Lewis and Clark. Of these thousands, only a handful remain today, the rest looted and hidden in private hands over a century ago. Now, since I live in Washington State, and I had barely heard of these before, my interest in these skulls went from the brain capacity and sagittal sutures and spine position that are so often associated with these, into an interest in the cover-up itself. I already knew Nelson Rockefeller had bought four of these skulls from Peru, and despite having displayed those in both the Met and the National History Museum in New York City, there are no images of these skulls available today, and their whereabouts are also unknown. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Soon I had found that many places whose ancient populations practiced artificial cranial deformation have had this practice quietly erased from the history books. I can find references to them, measurements and the like, but photographs, or even drawings, are non-existent. The same goes for numerous islands in the Pacific. From Niue to Maori to Java to Papua New Guinea to Japan to Tonga, artificially modifying the skulls of one's children was practiced, and of the hundreds of specimens recorded in science papers and explorer accounts, we can find images or even good information on only a handful. Even the maps that detail this practice show the cover-up being perpetrated in real time. In 1938, this map was made, showing the distribution of elongated skulls in the record. In 2016, this map was made showing the same. Notice Hawaii is now missing. The Midwest United States is now missing. Numerous areas that were known to have had elongated skulls in their archaeological or historical record have been removed from the more modern map. Similar to Washington State, we find the record shrinks as time passes instead of growing. So I'm continuing my investigation, making yet another trip to Longview, Washington and the surrounding area, looking signs for a couple of structures that are rumored to exist in the area. One of these locations shows serious promise on Google Maps. And according to local legends, there are tunnels as well, rumored to run all over the region, and I have a lead on a way to potentially access them. I've also got a pair of possible burial sites that seem to have been lost to history that I plan to check out. And this info and more will be revealed first at the Quest for Ancient Civilizations conference this May 1st through 3rd in Sedona, Arizona. And I won't be alone. Several other big-name alternate historians will be there, sharing their insight and opinions on our ancient past. Hi, my name's Dan, and I want to invite you to the Quest for Ancient Civilizations conference in Sedona, Arizona this May 1st through 3rd. Link to purchase tickets is below. Thanks.